90 KFGO and KFGO.com.
I bet you never thought, Brian Schultz of the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, that you would be videotaped as we're doing a radio interview.
That hasn't happened too often, that's for sure. Get all the mediums that we can, right?
Well, see, you know, for a guy like me, I dress like I'm in radio, and I'm proud to be in radio because of the way I look. I have a face for radio and a voice for newspapers, which doesn't explain anything that I'm doing right now in life. But I didn't expect we're going to be captured for the internet. And all these
I didn't either,
things.
And that's what they tell me too. I've got a face for radio.
If we do something crazy, maybe it'll go viral,
or
Big Iron will go worldwide.
Big time, yeah. We'll have to think on that one. Maybe we could pull it later in the week.
We needed to plan this out a little
exactly.
better. Folks, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We are, of course, broadcasting from Big Iron today. My show will be out here again tomorrow. This is the premier ag show here in the Red River Valley. And, Brian, I told you when I pulled in today, and I don't mean to insult you, but I forget how big this is every year, how big this event is. I pulled in off I-94, came down Main, pulled off into the fairgrounds, and I went, whoa, there's a lot of people here.
Absolutely,
right now.
Yep. You know, we normally bring in between 70,000 and 80,000 people in the 3 days, and I know today I don't think there's a vendor out there that's not happy with the crowd that's been here.
Yeah, and I think it speaks to a lot of different things, and number one, of course, is the great show that you guys put on here at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. That's no question about that, but also it's good times in ag right now. Things are going okay right now for guys. They're checking out all the booths. They're checking out the vendors. They're checking out the equipment. It's just a good time for a show.
Absolutely.
Like this.
And, you know, that's what we thrive on is all the new technology, because we want to be able to be the ones that are putting it out in front of the people in the Red River Valley and the surrounding areas. You know, we work with the North Dakota Trade Office. They bring in between 100 and 150 international guests every year to our show. And, you know, it's kind of neat to be able to showcase what technology there is in agriculture right now.
Well, and that's, I think people, even people who live in Fargo, Moorhead, the quote-unquote city around here, I think that some of us even forget sometimes that agriculture is not just a localized thing. I mean, it's huge for our economy. Look, I mean,
Absolutely.
My job depends on agriculture. Your job in some part depends on agriculture. There are so many jobs that depend on agriculture in our area. But it's also an international thing. I mean, we feed the world here in
Absolutely.
The Red River Valley and in North Dakota, Minnesota.
Well, and you know, I think another big thing is people in our area don't really, we're an urban area. So the whole agricultural thing is new to some people. That's why even at the Red River Valley Fair, you know, we've got our Ag Education Center. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for people to see where their food comes from, how it's raised, all that kind of stuff. This is just that next step. This is actually the front side of it. These are the pieces of equipment that do the farming and all the technology that goes into it. So I think that's another huge part to it.
And it reminds me, and I work for the greatest ag station in the country, KFGO, and my background is rural. My wife's family farms still down near Beardsley, Minnesota, and I presume I'm going to see my father-in-law, Lee Hamner, here sometime either today or tomorrow. But even I sometimes forget about this, that, you know, I mean, I live right in the middle of it.
Yep,
and
yep.
I know, you know, you said we're an urban area. We are, I guess, sort of, kind of. But so many people have connections, and sometimes those connections get maybe frayed a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean,
yep.
It's just a different – this helps remind me of where we are, I guess.
Right.
The point I'm
and it's
to
just the peer – I mean, the size of some of this equipment. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk to a lot of our vendors, and why does it continue to grow? Well, we have more land to get through. We've got a faster – as you know, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. When we have to look at resizing the doors in the Showlander Pavilion for John Deere to bring in their equipment, I mean, those are things that, okay, you wouldn't have thought of that probably 10 years ago, but now that's a problem that we're going to have to look at.
Oh, exactly right. Brian Schultz of the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, our guest today on the Mike McFeely Show here from Big Iron. The show began today. It goes through today, tomorrow, and then wraps up on Thursday afternoonish. 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. If people come here, Brian, give us the highlights. Give us the 1 minute tour of Big Iron.
Sure. You know, let's start with tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 10:30. We have a pancake and sausage breakfast on the grounds on the west end. It's a free will donation. The pancake man is over there making hundreds of pancakes every minute. We've got a lot of free seminars on the grounds with the Issues and Events Center. We've got the Women's Day activities tomorrow at the Holiday Inn. The doors open at 9 o'clock. You know, that draws about 400 ladies in for that. We've got, again, again, a lot of our sessions, our egg sessions, precision agriculture, livestock production. We've got an event tomorrow called Stump the Docks. We've got a bunch of the veterinarians, and we've got different people coming in from NDSU, livestock specialists and things. So people can come in and ask questions about their livestock. We've got, I think, about 20 head of cattle over in our sheep, swine, and goat barn, so people can check that out. So, I mean, we're everything as far as agriculture. We're not just on the row crops, this and that. We try hitting every gamut of it.
I know this is a job for you. This is what you do for a living and everything else, but this must be fascinating for you every year
absolutely.
To meet the vendors, just to see all the changes that are happening in agriculture just from your side of it.
Most definitely. And that's why I say with the sheer size of the equipment coming in, we kind of question, okay, do we have enough space for them? And, you know, right now we've got a 60-person waiting list to get into the show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
every year it's about that. So, I mean, that's a good problem for us to have. But also you start looking at the different people in agriculture that want to come in, because we're very, very picky on who we let into the grounds, because we don't want to turn it into more of the home and garden show, because they have that show.
Right.
We want it strictly agriculture here at the Big Iron Show.
When it comes to Big Iron, in this industry, putting on a show, getting people here to come to West Fargo, you need to kind of always update things, need to make sure that things are fresh. Do you guys do that, or does the agriculture industry kind of take care of that by itself with all the innovations they are making? And or is it a mix of, hey, here's how we can make it a little bit better, here's how we can do this a little bit better?
Well, I think it's a combination, but I would say about 95% of it comes from our vendors. The other half is, you know, with technology the way it is, we make sure that we've got wireless capabilities for all of them, because before it was, here's my brochure, you can read about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, now we pull it up on the internet. We've got big flat screen TVs. We can show you that. You can do hands-on. So we have to make sure that we are on the top of technology here at the on the grounds, making sure that when they come in, they're ready to go. It's just a plug-and-play type of thing. But, you know, 95% of it comes from our vendors.
And you said you're going to probably have 80,000 people come through the gates this week?
We've had between 70 and 80,000 people in the last, this is my sixth year as the fair manager, so, yeah.
That's a lot of people. What do you do to entertain them? I know it's here. I know people are here on business. They want to improve their operation. They want to improve their business. Do you have things for them? There's food here. There's some fun here as well.
We have 18 vendors for food on the grounds. The entertainment is basically the seminars.
Sure.
You know, we used to do the tractor pulls. Mm-hmm. But what we ran into is it wasn't the vendors that wanted to stay here. It was the people of Fargo-Moorhead. And what would happen is we had to bring on three times the amount of security because all the vendors had gone. And then it's like they would just go out into the crowd and we couldn't control them. Things were being taken from booths. And
I gotcha.
So we looked at that, and just the sheer cost, insurance and all that kind of stuff, it just wasn't working into our plan.
This is entertainment in and of itself.
Absolutely.
And just talking to people. I've already chatted with some folks out on the ground. It's just a fun few days here in West Fargo.
Well, you've got Chevy out in the grandstand now. They take and they do ride and drives. So they bring in their brand new equipment, and you're able to take and drive around pickups and SUVs and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of took over all that area. Again, you know, we've got a waiting list, and we use every square inch of this ground as possible.
Excellent. Cool. Brian, thank you. Thanks
Absolutely.
For coming on. Appreciate, and say hi to the video camera. There we are. Bye-bye, folks.
You know, check out our website if you have any other questions, bigironfarmshow.com. I think everything is out there that you need to know.
All right, cool. Brian Schultz, manager of the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, here on the Mike McFeely Show.